Hello and welcome to We Live on a Planet. It's Friday, July 20th, 2018. I'm on location again at Lake Ontario this morning. It's 62 degrees, feels like it's 62. I'm in shorts and I'm a little chilly. I could have wore jeans down here. I did bring a light jacket. I have a light jacket. There's a light breeze. The breeze is out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour. Highs are going to be about 89 degrees today. Absolutely gorgeous. The lake isn't totally glass because of that breeze, but there's no waves. It's just got a little bit of ripple. The sun's just starting to peek out over to the right of me, to the east. I'm sitting directly due north to Canada. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. A little chilly, like I said, this morning, but nice start. I did snap a couple photos. I'm going to be putting them up on my Instagram. If you're interested, head on over to my Instagram. It's Merrick, MERRIC370, Merrick 370. And when we come back, we'll get right into our quote and then start the show. Stick around. Welcome back to the Friday, July 20th, Lake Ontario chilly edition this morning. 62 degrees currently, and it's early. It's only 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once that sun really does come up to the right of me and starts hitting me on the face, I definitely will be able to tell the difference. I'm waiting for that sun to come up. While I'm waiting for that sun to come up, let's share our positive quote. This one's from Thomas Henry Huxley. Try to learn something about everything and everything about something. That's what we're going to try to do today. Learn. I always like to do that. On my last episode, we learned a little bit about Jimi Hendrix, how he used to play with the monkeys. And I did not realize that. And one of our phone calls is about that. So let's take that phone call and then we'll come right back.
Hey, yo, Patrick, man. Yeah, I gotta ask, what song was it that they were supposed to, I guess, debut or air on the Dropout of Jimi Hendrix? I mean, that's kind of interesting right there, bro. I mean, hey, why would he drop out? What was the case? Like, was it like a money issue? Was it like he didn't want that kind of shine, or did he not like the band? I mean, I don't know. I appreciate that fact, bro. Let me know.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mr. No Show. Yeah, it was 1967. Jimi Hendrix was slated to play with the Monkees. The Monkees were going to be doing a U.S. tour, and Jimi Hendrix manager decided that was going to be a good idea to get Jimi Hendrix on that ticket with those guys to tour. So it wasn't an actual song. It was just going to be that he was going to tour with them. He actually did 7 shows with the Monkees. But what would happen is he'd go to open up for them and he'd come out, and the kids in America wanted Davy. They wanted Davy Jones from the Monkees. They didn't want Jimi Hendrix, and they didn't know who he was. And he'd come out on stage and plug in to do Purple Haze, and the kids would just start screaming, "We want Davy, we want Davy." And one of the Monkees, Mickey Donlin or whatever his name is, said that it was embarrassing. And Jimi Hendrix ended up giving the one finger salute to the audience and just walked off stage after 7 shows. So yeah, we also, thank you, Mr. No Show. So thanks for asking about that little bit of information that I shared with Jimi Hendrix the other day. Man, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm cold. I'm starting to shiver a little bit. Maybe I'll go up into my car and finish off this show because it's a little chilly down here by the lake this morning. But I don't have a fear of failure right now. That's the next phone call we're going to take from Tanisha Drake. She called in because my last episode, let me go and tell you what I said in my last episode. Forget past mistakes, forget failures, forget everything except what you're going to do now and do it. And I talked a little bit about how we all have that fear of failure. Let's take that phone call. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patrick. So, you know, you were having a good conversation while I'm listening to you about FEAR, which some of us may know that using that as an acronym, false evidence appearing real. And if our reality is to stay comfortable, and not want to take a risk, then we'll never know our highest potential. We'll never know what we can do and how far we can go. And of course, when we have done things that have failed in the past, of course that hurts. That's like a rejection, disappointment. And you don't want to feel that feeling again, but we have to like get over that, overcome it, and press forward. Even if you have to do it again, you would rather fail thousands of times and be successful one good time, just like Pastor Jay says on Walk the Truth Radio. So I am thanking you for sharing that. That has encouraged and uplifted my spirit. I said, I'm going to go out here and do something out of my comfort zone. Y'all take care. And you're listening to Patrick on We Live on a Planet.
Tanika Drake, thank you. Fear. Face everything and rise is what I like to say about fear. I appreciate your little statement, fear of failure. Speaking of fear of failure, not that I was afraid I was going to fail, but all of a sudden I was down at the lake this morning, which you know, which I said at the beginning, but I started getting cold. Even though I had a light jacket, I was only in my shorts, 62 degrees. The sun is just starting to come up, but it was cold. And I was shivering as I was trying to talk to you guys. So I jumped in my car and I drove back home and I'm back in the studio. So I'm going to finish off the show in the studios. I tried to bring you down to the lake, and it just was a little too chilly for me. I wasn't dressed properly. That was deceiving. It looked so nice, but once you're sitting right there and that breeze coming out of the southeast was just enough to make me go, brr. Thank you, Tanika, for the phone call. I appreciate it. And now that we're back in the studios, it looks like we have a call on line one. Let's take it. We'll be right back.
Hello, Sir Patrick. How are you today from We Live on a Planet? I'm doing okay, but I wanted to tell you that I wanted to say thank you for describing your surroundings so well, because I get this vivid picture in my head every time you describe what you're looking at or what's around you, and it sounds beautiful. So I just wanted to say thanks, and I hope you guys are having a fabulous Thursday. Talk soon.
Welcome back. Hey, Tammy, thank you. That's Tammy from Awesome Sauce Radio. And Tammy, I really wished I could have kept you down at the lake with me, and it was so chilly. So I can kind of explain where I am right now, though, in my quote-unquote studios. I have in front of me my acoustic sound foam barrier, but I also have some positive quotes that my wife wrote and put on the walls here in the studio for me, and I like them. Positive thoughts generate positive feelings and attract positive life experiences is right to the left of me, is one of the things she put up. She also put up dream big, set goals, and take action. Numerous positive quotes that I have plastered up all around for me. And right to my right of me is one that says, I can and I will. And she put them on big poster board type, not poster board, but a regular size piece of paper, but wrote them in nice big writing. So that's what I have to share with you this morning, Tammy. Besides the Lake Ontario of what's going on. Oh, you know what else is right in front of me that I can look at is my arcade game from 1982, Pengo arcade game, full stand-up arcade game is right here in the studios with me as well. Groovy Tammy, thanks for supporting me here at the show. I appreciate it. You guys try to stay cool there in the desert. Looks like we have another phone call. And ooh, this one, I didn't realize celebrities listen to We Live on a Planet. I guess they do. Let's hear.
Hello. This is your celebrity endorsement. I am George Takei. You might recognize me from Star Trek. Not to be confused with Star Wars. I frequently tell people at the comic conventions, I am not a Star Warser. I am a Star Trekker. I would rather trek across the stars than war across the stars. But that's just me. I fully endorse We Live on a Planet because, well, us Trekkies don't live on a planet, do we? We live in a large spaceship. That's a Star Trek joke.
Oh my. How groovy is that? George K, right? Thanks, Inspirato Projecto. I appreciate that. It sounded perfect. And that would be Groovy George. If you really are out there listening, tune into We Live on a Planet. I would love to have you come on board. Let's hear some music. How about Bittersweet Symphony, The Verb, and Eclipse, Pink Floyd? That Eclipse, Pink Floyd will tie in Dark Side of the Moon album to What Happened This Day of History. If you stick around long enough to the show, we'll get to that. After these songs, though, when we come back, we'll learn something. Our random fact of the day. Stick around. Thanks again, Inspirato Projecto and George Takei. That was awesome. Let's learn something random. How many paintings are in the Louvre Museum? That famous museum. Today, it is one of the world's largest museums, with over 70,000 pieces of art spread across more than 650,000 square feet of gallery space. So it's big. It's the most visited as well. It takes up to 2,000 employees to maintain the museum and its artwork. And the Louvre has 8.8 million annual visitors a year. 8.8 million annually visit the Louvre. Crazy. Let's hear one more song. How about, speaking of artwork, Paint It Black. Let's Paint It Black, Rolling Stones. Then we come back, we will get into This Day of History. Stick around. All right, I headed over to the History Channel's website this morning and wrote down some facts because I was going down to the lake, which you know, we started the show at the lake. And then it got chilly, so I'm back in the studios. I'm not on my tablet. I'm just going to go right off from the notes I wrote. Here we go. Here's what happened this day of history. In 1969, at 10:56 p.m., American astronaut Neil Armstrong, who is 240,000 miles from Earth, speaks these words to more than a billion people listening at home. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Stepping off the lunar landing module, the Eagle, Armstrong becomes the first human to walk on the surface of the moon. That's today's date. Yes, we will hear from him as well. I want to play Neil Armstrong's One Small Step. It was on, I found it on Apple, and it's his inspiring speech right when he's getting ready to step off the Eagle. I think that's pretty neat. How far we've come in just a short time. I imagine where we'll be in another 100 years. What else happened on this day in history? This one's a sad one. 2012, the Aurora shootings leaves 12 dead and 70 wounded at the movie theaters. Oh, here's one. 1976, our bicentennial, the Viking 1 lands on Mars. On the 7th anniversary of the Apollo 11 lunar landing, which we just heard about, the Viking 1 landed on, the Viking 1 lander is an unmanned U.S. planetary probe, and it becomes the first spacecraft to successfully land on the surface of Mars. That was 1976. Here's another sad one. 1973, Bruce Lee dies at the age of 32 from a brain edema, possibly caused by a reaction to a prescription painkiller. 1973. 1944, the assassination plot against Hitler fails as a bomb planted in a briefcase goes off, but it fails to kill him. And then our last one that I thought was kind of fun that Rick can share, and it's 1963, Jan and Dean's Surf City hits number one, The Sound of the Summer. Might as well hear that. Let's hear Neil Armstrong's One Small Step. I think it's interesting. And then right after that, Jan and Dean's Surf City, their number one hit in 1963. Then when we come back, we'll finish off the show with The Secret, The Daily Teachings by Rhonda Byrne. Stick around. Hey, welcome back. Thanks for sticking around for the show. I do appreciate it. I hope you've enjoyed yourself so far. This one is day 106, and it's from The Secret, The Daily Teachings. Here we go. In the 1900s, Emile Coux, a French psychiatrist and pharmacist, was a pioneer in the work of using positive thoughts to aid in healing. Part of his successful healing method involved the simple daily application by his patients of this conscious auto-suggestion. Here's what he had him say. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. This is not only a powerful statement for health, as you can see by the words, It is a powerful statement for all areas of our life. When using this affirmation, say it very slowly and with the full conviction of the meaning of the words. It is the force we put into the words that make them powerful. Let's say that one more time. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Groovy. I liked that. Thank you for spending time with me today. I do appreciate it. And I hope you learned something. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I wished I could have kept you down at the lake with me. It was nice and beautiful down there. Like I said, the pictures are going to be up on Instagram, so go take a peek if you'd like, if you're curious. And I appreciate your time, and I look forward to talking to you guys again. Stay safe, my friends. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.